Claudia Roden and Middle Eastern food are practically synonymous. Her seminal work, A Book of Middle Eastern Food, first came out in 1968. It was the first of her many books on the foods and life of the region. She's inspired so many writers and chefs, including Yota Motulenghi, who's a huge fan. Well, I talked with Claudia after the publication of her book, Arabesque, A Taste of Morocco, Turkey, and Lebanon. I wanted to know more about grilling in the Middle East, a delicious tradition that's often overlooked in the West. Claudia, it's good to have you with us.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
Claudia, one of the traditions I would like to talk about, and I'm tying this into the grilling season here, is the tradition of cooking meats over an open fire or over coals, which, from what I understand, is done, of course, all over the Middle East.
It is. It's been a traditional way of cooking for many, many years, and, well, centuries even,
yeah.
All over the Middle East and North Africa. But it is more the tradition of the street. It's street food, and it's also kebab house food and restaurant food. In the days when there were hardly any restaurants in the Middle East and North Africa, there were always little kebab houses or just somehow a vendor with a few tables and chairs outside would serve kebabs. But now people actually do this, not necessarily at home indoors, but when they go on a picnic or in their balcony.
One of the things that I would like to focus on is the kefta, this idea of the flavored ground meat, because I think it's something that we are not that familiar with. It resembles a hamburger, but it's far beyond that. Could you talk about what is the basic idea behind kefta, and is this something that's common to much of the Middle East?
Yes. Kefta is certainly one of the favorites of the meats. The other one is shish kebab, and those are lamb cubes that are skewered and cooked. But the kofta is really what you would call minced meat, or rather chopped meat, because the very best makers of kofta are in the restaurant trade. They do it in view of the customers, and they do it by chopping very, very finely the meat. It's usually meat with some fat, because it does need fat, otherwise it becomes dried out. And the most common way of making a kofta is with parsley and onion. And you chop the onion very, very fine, and you chop the parsley very fine and the meat, and then you chop them together until they become almost a paste. But at home, most people actually these days make it with a food processor, and they chop the meat first. It mustn't be quite a paste, but be still a little bit grainy. And they chop the onion separately and the parsley separately. And the onion is drained so that the juice doesn't stay in. And then with your hand, you blend it well until it sort of forms a kind of paste. And you add salt and pepper and place it on skewers. And the skewers have to be a certain type. They've got to be flat, a flat blade, but also a bit thick so that the meat doesn't either get cut or else roll about on a thin skewer. And in some places, they just make one long skewer completely covered with that meat. In others, they like having little lumps and like sausages all the way. And in some places, they even put in between them a piece of onion or a piece of tomato or a pepper. But usually they do it just the meat itself. In different countries, they have different flavorings. Usually it's just salt and pepper, onion and parsley.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, like in Turkey, there's cinnamon and allspice.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
Yes, it is. And in Morocco, it's other kinds of spices sometimes get in, like ginger, for instance, or cumin, and also cinnamon sometimes. But the thing that you can do to enhance it, apart from serving it with bread or with rice, is to grill vegetables at the same time, and they're eaten together. But there's also various ways of serving these, and it's different in different countries. For instance, in Turkey, it is sometimes served with yogurt, and the yogurt can be mixed with a bit of garlic and a little bit of dried mint, and that's poured on top. And sometimes also served with a bit of tomato sauce. Sumac is a spice that is sprinkled on.
It's sort of lemony, right?
It's a lemony flavor.
Yeah. Well, Claudia, thank you very much.
It's a pleasure.
Claudia Roden is the author of the new book of Middle Eastern food, but quite frankly, pick up anything that this woman has written. Well, she left us with a recipe for Moroccan kebabs, something we would welcome on our 4th of July grill. You can find it at splendidtable.org.